start, and then we'll just it'll just
kind of walk it
cold
in.
Open.
Walk it in.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. You know why?
Sorry.
Do you mind?
I'm just really sorry.
That's very unprofessional.
I didn't. I really didn't expect.
I see the spike on the,
like the
on the feedback right there. So,
holy shit.
Are you? I can wait until you're done.
It's not really good, like the drink that you offered me here.
What are you drinking?
Cherry and vanilla Coke. Like,
just for the listeners, I mean, yeah.
It's like, I think we talked about, like, vanilla Coke is good.
Yeah, vanilla Coke's delicious.
Cherry Coke is pretty good.
Cherry Coke's
but
good
together,
by itself.
Holy shit, this is ass.
It's a whole nother
animal.
It's
just like drinking asphalt in a can. Like,
it's like a fucking zebra and a lion that had a baby.
It's like you know when, like, people mix, like, Coke and Sprite, like, at a little class party? Like, they'll have a cake class.
They mix Coke and Sprite?
That's what I would
do. I've only ever mixed cough syrup with my Sprite.
Like, dirty Sprite?
I call it lean.
You know, we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it later. So, one thing that we wanted to talk about before we got into the juice of it all today, the meat and potatoes, we kind of wanted to talk about what's coming up for Bruce and Julian.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you think is going to happen?
What do
you
think
is
going to
happen with this piece of shit podcast?
You know, I think we're both two delusional men that we really think we have gold on our hands. When deep down, this is just...
I know we have just dog shit.
Oh, you do know?
I do know,
so maybe it's maybe just,
I think it's just you.
I think it is just me.
Yeah,
the delusional one in this.
Yeah.
And I think it's
me,
our...
I think we have more than, like, two people, so maybe I'm a little delusional.
What I think is, too, is our yes men friends who are saying, oh, a sick podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Great podcast.
You know, if you see us in the street, please beat the piss out of us.
Because something's not right in our heads.
Because I know that the podcast that we're making is really bad. Don't sugarcoat it to
us. But
there's
a handful
of
people.
It's so funny. Like, it's so, you guys are so quirky.
Like, oh my god, you guys are so funny. Yeah, like,
oh my
god,
can
I come on the podcast? Don't fucking lie.
Jerome, get out of here.
We met a friend named Jerome, believe it or not.
We did at the skate park.
I really hope he's watching. I don't
think
he's watching.
I like him. I hope he watches one day.
You know he will when we get big. See, there's a delusionalist kicking in.
He might not talk to us ever again after listening to just one episode, but...
Which episode do you think would really, like... I think it's the first one that would really make him, like...
Because, I feel like that's where you jump in. You know, you kind of jump
into
the first one.
You do jump into the first one. But I feel like the first one, we really try to be something, I guess.
You really tried hard with the first one, which is kind of gross.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, man.
And that's kind of saying something for us, like, considering what the first one actually turned out to be. We tried hard for that.
Yeah.
Like, we really... You know when they say do your best?
Yeah.
Sometimes your best just isn't enough. You know, that's certainly the case with us here at the program.
Yeah, wow, that really hurt my feelings, actually. Wow.
It hurt your feelings?
I remember because I spent, like, what did we do? Like, we try to, like, get all these talking points. We try to do, like, a little slideshow. It was just, like, in the sense of, like, us trying to, where are we going to put this podcast? Like, what are we going to take it to? And we didn't use any of those points. We completely just freeballed it, and then...
I think it went really well, though.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, just give me a second here. I'm just going to take a look, see if I can't get the timing, because it's looking like... It's showing me bars, but I'm no musician, so I don't know how to... You know what I mean?
We really... Okay, I guess... what were we talking about? We're really trying to...
Whatever, it's as long as it is.
We were really trying to, I guess, we're changing it up. So we used, like, this stupid app to
Anchor.
Record our podcast, but...
If you're listening out there, Anchor, fuck you.
Yeah, believe it or not, I read the little user agreement. They have access, like, to the rights to all your podcasts. So if Bruce and Julian ever does kick off somewhat, they have
by
it
some
all.
Some miracle of God.
Some miracle,
like
they would sue us or something. Like, believe it or not, if we try to take it off.
The thing is, and we were talking about this the other day, and the thing is, I think that some of the stuff that we say, they're not going to want to claim as their own.
Really? Like,
yeah.
If, like, let's just say this, like, for some reason, it kicked off. Like, oh, like, wow,
yeah,
these guys,
yeah.
Like, but, like, and then people, like, let's look at their old episodes.
Because,
like, truth be told, we're trying to vamp it up. Like, we bought some good setup. We bought, like, some mics.
Right.
So I guess this is technically the season finale for a little bit.
This will be the season finale
because we're really trying to switch it up. I guess we're trying to do some trying YouTube. To get some
like videos, talk show style thing.
We're trying to vamp this thing up. So like I guess we're leaving the app. We're trying to because we couldn't get on Apple Podcasts. I think that's the we really signed a big contract.
Really shat the bed.
We're going to Apple. That's what we're doing, guys. But
we gotta get Suge Knight up in this bitch to get rid of this contract for us.
But I guess we kind of have to leave Anchor to do that.
I don't think Suge Knight can get us. Suge Knight's in jail, right?
I don't know. I sure hope so.
I was talking about a different Suge Knight actually. Yeah, I was talking about the Suge Knight that killed Eazy-E.
You're gonna find out a Boosinger and have tested for positive for AIDS. That's what's gonna happen.
It would be coronavirus now, because they can treat AIDS a lot better than they could when they killed Eazy-E with AIDS. When Suge Knight killed Eazy-E with AIDS.
Is this a fact or is this a...
That's what I believe.
What else do you believe in?
Not a lot. No.
What were we talking about again?
You know, we were just talking about kind of how we want to expand, but I think we covered that base pretty well. So let's move on into the content, I think. You know, ever since I was a child, I've wanted to be an actor.
What was your favorite movie growing up? What made you, like, what was the tipping point?
I didn't watch movies when I was a kid. I read books. Wanted to be an actor, though.
You know what? If a book didn't have pictures when I was growing up, I didn't read it.
We're actually talking about me right now. So, growing up, I always wanted to be an actor.
What was your favorite book? Like, grade 5, like, growing up. What's growing up? What do you think growing up is like?
I think I was reading...
I would say grade 4 or 5. That's growing up.
I read Lord of the Flies in grade 6 or 7.
And what were your classmates reading?
Fucking Geronimo Stilton.
Yeah, it's a good book.
There's one dude in my class, I remember. Like, I'm not trying to shame or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if that's your level, that's your level.
But,
but just to me, that was so bizarre.
Yeah.
Just in the 5th grade. Like, I didn't say anything, of course, because I didn't want to, like, be judgmental or pass judgment. But to me, personally, that was really bizarre.
Yeah.
That I was reading, like, Lord of the Flies and some dude was reading Geronimo Stilton. And, like, nothing wrong with Geronimo Stilton.
It's a good book. It's a lot of colors.
A lot of fancy pictures. A lot of good fonts.
Yeah, it does have a cool font. Yeah. That is true. That's the pro. We should get the author on this.
His name is Geronimo Stilton.
The author is Geronimo Stilton?
It's pretty cool.
I don't think that's true.
It is.
No fucking way.
Anyways, when I was a kid,
I really wanted to
be an actor.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I didn't want to be an actor. I wanted to be an author when I was a kid. But I've always been into improv, like improvisational acting. Do you know what improv is?
Yeah.
So like it's when like...
Like, no, I know, so I know like what it is.
Someone will give you a prompt. Somebody will give you like a setting.
I know what it is. I know what it is though.
Someone will give you like a setting, right?
I know what it is.
And then you have to like act on it.
Yeah, I know. And then it's like I went to camp.
And you're not allowed to say no. And it was a drama camp. You're not allowed to say no.
It was a drama camp and we had to do improv every day.
Drama camp?
Sorry?
You went to drama camp?
What is a drama camp?
You went to drama camp?
Oh, I did go to drama camp. Yeah, my we don't know why because my mom didn't want to leave me alone in the summertime.
That's embarrassing.
She wanted me to do stuff during my summer. And what did I do? I was in a play.
Well, I played video games.
I was like a bear.
You were a bear?
I think I had 2 lines. I was really shy.
Mm. So anyways, I've always been into improvisational acting.
Okay.
And I thought,
We know what that is.
Yeah, you know, I kind of wanted to join the club at my university.
Really? Improv.
Yeah, but like nobody would do it with me.
I would do it with you.
You definitely would.
But when this is all over, we'll do improv.
We'll do improv.
Corona's all over, we'll do improv.
So
club.
I thought, you know, why not today we kick it up a little bit for our season finale? We do a little improv, you and I.
Okay. You know what? Okay, sure, yeah.
We've been talking about this for the past 30 minutes. I don't know why you're surprised.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Do you have... Are you going to kick it off or should I just kick it off?
I'll kick it off. I have prompts. Also, I think I'm just more... I'm the more interesting guy. People like to listen to me more, I think, on the podcast.
You don't have to... You don't have to rub it in.
You know, I really think that people like me more on the podcast than they like you. But anyways, I digress. I'm you know.
Yeah. Anyways, what were we talking about?
So I got the season finale may be the last episode. Let's see. So like I'll start with the prompt.
Is it okay that I did go to summer camp though, because I do have more experience than you?
You think you have more experience than me?
Most definitely.
Because I also went to a drama camp when I was 12.
I also went to an engineering camp, but I didn't become an engineer.
I didn't go to an engineering camp, but I went to a drama camp.
We just built Legos all day. It wasn't that actually like crazy.
Yeah, so you don't actually have more experience than me, because I also went to a drama camp. And we had to do improv at the
Was it just
drama
a week,
camp.
Though, or was it 2 weeks?
It was actually a whole month.
I don't think it was.
How long was yours?
I think it was 2 weeks.
Mine was 2 weeks and a day. Mine was 15 days.
15 days?
Uh-huh.
I really think I messed my timeline up. I think it was 16 days for me.
I think mine was 17. If I'm just remembering now, like, it was 17.
When did this get into a competition?
When you told me that you have more experience in improv than
I do.
I don't think you do.
But you didn't go to improv
club.
We'll let the fans decide. Okay.
Okay, so I'll start us off with A little prompty prompt.
A little beginner's.
Yeah, like ease our way into it.
We're sticking our toe into the.
You dip your toe into that water. So I'll say the line, and that'll be my first line.
I just have a quick question. Would you ever be an actor? Like, would you? You know, someone comes up to you. Hey, can you star in my movie?
Is it a porn?
No.
Then I'm not acting.
This is just a drama.
Porn can be drama. What kind of porn are you watching?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, because I'm watching like soap opera porn.
Is that like in the movie? Like it's like a.
It's like very dramatic music.
You know, I have seen that. Believe it or not, it's like there's just music playing in the background. So I've heard that people will watch that because their parents will think, "Oh, Jimmy's just watching a."
Well, I mean, at that point, why don't you just turn the audio off?
Turn it off?
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, it's an illusion. Like, realistically, like, you hear, like, smooth jazz playing in someone's room. Or, like...
You know, if my son listens to rap, and one day I hear smooth jazz coming out of his room, mm-hmm. I'm busting the door down, because I know he's smoking that loud in there.
It's just smooth jazz. But, yeah, so believe it or not, a lot of people... You know, let me tell you something, too. Believe it or not, in a lot of... I heard about this, like, a few days ago. In a lot of dorm rooms in first year, like, universities, a lot of gay sex happens.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know we had something going for right now, but I just had to say this. Believe it or not.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that myself.
I think, I would dabble.
Bruce and Julian go back to university.
Bruce and Julian actually do something with their lives.
You know, I'm not gay myself.
I'm not a homosexual.
Like, if you ever hear,
but it's
like...
it's okay if you are.
Like, if you have any younger friends, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to... residents for my university, believe it or not, they could be having gay sex.
Bring condoms.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently that's where like a lot of kids get really experimental.
Deflowered.
Yeah, or I don't know. I feel like... I'm sorry. Yeah, go back to your thing.
Anyways,
yeah.
Back to improv.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Really, you really derailed this conversation. We really had something going. Okay, I'll open. Miss, I am afraid I did not order a hot dog for dinner.
I'm really sorry. What's the, like, scenario?
I did not order this hot dog, but you gave me a hot dog.
Am I the waiter?
What are we going to do about this?
Am I the waiter?
Kara, you're ruining improv.
I'm really sorry. You know how I said I have more experience than you? You know, I really lied.
I'll start again. Miss, I am afraid I did not order this hot dog for dinner.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What did you order?
I'm not a ma'am. I'm a man.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, get it right next time.
Ma'am, it is ma'am.
No, it's man.
Sorry, sir. What did you order?
I ordered a hot chocolate, but you gave me a hot dog.
You know, you're very angry.
I am pissed.
You're very angry, but you should be able to see, like, how that there became a little confusion.
How so? Explain.
Sure, yeah, no problem. So, like, hot chocolate
mm-hmm.
and hot dog.
Very dissimilar things. Very dissimilar. How could you have ruined this for me?
You know,
my appetite is ruined.
Well, let me really dissect your problem. You said dinner.
Yes.
Do you really have hot chocolate for dinner?
Yes, I do. Is there a problem with that? Are you telling me how? Are you telling me what I need to eat for my life, for my dinner? I have to conform to your standards of beauty for dinner.
This is an Arby's.
And I asked for a hot chocolate.
We don't have hot chocolate at Arby's. So what do you think the waiter put for you? A goddamn hot dog.
I don't need
a goddamn
this.
Hot dog. Need this. What do you? You're in Arby's. You signed up for this.
I'm not in an Arby's. This is not Arby's. This is a Wendy's.
You can't turn this on me. No, you can't. This is an Arby's. This is a Wendy's. If I said it's an Arby's, I said you're ruining improv.
Well, then you know what? I'm going to Wendy's. They'll give me a hot dog if I ask.
You're welcome to go to Wendy's.
Fuck Arby's.
You fuck Arby's? Fuck you.
Fuck to Arby's.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck to Arby's.
Fuck to Arby's? No, fuck to you.
Fuck to Arby's and fuck to you, employee of Arby's.
And I think scene. That's really good.
Really good. Really good.
That's really good.
Skin it.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, it's like this. And then this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like from Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. That was a good movie that we watched, actually.
That's your turn for the...
Improv?
Prompt 2.
Sorry. I'm just going through my phone. So many women are messaging me.
Are they now? Oh, is that the prompt?
No. Okay. Actually, that's just me.
I'd be like, because that is a pretty pretty unrealistic thing. Just fix up my mic here.
I guess, Yeah. This is a first date.
First date?
So, how's your day been?
That's how you ask, that's what you ask someone when you're on a first date? You
say, how's your day been? I've only been on one first date, I'm not going to lie. This spaghetti is really good.
I don't know. I think it could use more sauce.
Eat an ordered spaghetti.
Yeah, but I mean, yours could use more sauce.
Did you try it?
No. But I'm just looking, and it looks like it could use more sauce. So how's your spaghetti?
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually didn't need more sauce.
It didn't,
I'm telling you right now.
It did not need more sauce?
It did not need more sauce.
Give me a bite.
We don't know each other that well. Enough about me, though. Tell me something a little about yourself.
I hope you choke on your spaghetti.
Enough about me. Tell me something a little about yourself.
Well, when I was 3 years old, mm-hmm. I started eating flour out of the bag. And my parents hit me real hard.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you something about me. I know you didn't ask.
I didn't ask, and I don't care. But go ahead.
So, I used to like sniffing gas when I was young.
Oh my fucking God.
Sorry, I used to like sniffing gas when I was young. So then I went to the shed my parents were really home. But then I was just sniffing gas. I was like, just huffing gas. And then my my dad walked in.
That's a really shitty story.
And he just told me to go back to my room. I think that's why I'm like this.
So you think there's going to be a second date?
I would hope so. I feel like we really bonded.
I don't think there will be.
Is that really...
Am I the guy or the girl in this situation?
I don't know. I
guess
because
actually, you know what? I take that back because it could be a guy, well, yeah, and, a guy whoa, whoa. And a girl and a girl. Or
yeah,
it could
yeah.
Be
you really assume that. Just like the first podcast, you know, it's just right back to it.
And scene.
And, no, I'm actually. Oh, okay. I guess scene.
It's my turn now.
I guess. Yeah, you go right ahead.
Let's see here. We got. Look, man, my muscles are killing me. Can't we take a break from this workout?
Is that what that is? Is that what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look, I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Look, my muscles are killing me. Can't we take a break from this workout?
No pain, no gain.
But my muscles are so sore, bro. I need a massage.
You need a massage?
I need a massage. You gonna massage my calves after these squats, bro?
Am I supposed to be like your... I'm sorry, I'm
you
really...
You are my masseuse.
My...
You better masseuse me in the sauna.
Are we in the gym or are we in the massage thing?
We're in the
really
gym.
Making this hard.
We're in the gym right now.
Not only am I confused, I really hope the listeners are confused.
The listeners can eat a dick.
whoa, this is why no one likes you. This is why nobody listens to the podcast. You know, I don't care what anyone says, Lamar. I'm glad you're on the podcast.
It's only us two. Who's saying shit?
I'm just saying, like... Okay. I'm glad you're on the podcast.
I think it's your turn for a prompt. That one failed.
Forget what anyone says, Omar, though. Like, I'm glad it's me and you. I'm glad.
I'm not glad, because you really suck at improv.
You know... you know, I don't care what anyone says, Omar.
It's just me talking about you at this point.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. If you're paying attention, you might have figured that out by now.
Yoo-hoo. I'm ordering a wedding cake.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to my wedding shop. I'm from Sweden. What kind of a cake would you like for your wedding?
You're actually supposed to say one cock. What kind of a cock you're ordering?
What kind of dew would you like me to use for your cock?
Mildew?
You want me to use mildew? That's not a kind of dew.
Man, we're gonna get cancelled.
You want some chocolate dough or some vanilla dough?
Little cook, you're supposed to say, cock.
What kind of cake do you want for your wedding?
I would like...
Wait, who's Swedish? You or me?
Oh, yeah! Because you started this off
you really butchered this improv, didn't you?
It was so good!
We'll keep going.
No,
Hinga dinga dergen, welcome to my cake shop. I make wedding cakes.
It's very good.
I hope we don't have any Swedish listeners.
I feel like we're really big in Sweden.
They're gonna come at us.
They must be.
They'll come at us.
They
got guns.
Do they have guns in... No, they don't.
I don't think there's a single gun in all of Sweden.
I don't think there is.
No.
We should really... You know, that's a niche. That's a market we need to get into. Guns.
No, let's continue our improv. That's a good niche for us, I think.
I don't think it's going well for either or, honestly.
I think I'm doing pretty well.
Really?
Yeah. The fans love me. I'm a fan favorite.
You know what we forgot to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
We want to make merch one day.
We'll talk about that at the end. Let's continue our improv, please.
Do you want to go, or should I go?
Is it my turn for a prompt now?
Yeah, I think it is yours.
We butcher the Swedish cake shop?
We really butchered three of them in a row now.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, I got a good one.
Well, this is what you've been training for. The Olympics. Are you ready to earn that gold medal? Well, are ya? Or are you gonna go for bronze like a little bitch?
Coach, why are you saying this?
Because are you going to go for gold or are you going to go for bronze?
Of course I'm going to want to go for gold.
That's good. Hone that energy. When you're curling out there on the ice, I want you to be throwing rocks, okay?
Rocks of steel?
Rocks of steel. Balls of steel in my face. Rocks of steel.
You know what, coach? I'm going to gargle these balls like the balls in my face.
Yeah, you better. You throw those stones. You curl those stones. They don't call it curling for nothing.
Coach, what do you mean I'm off the team?
You know what? Back in the 1970s, when I got caught for blood doping, for curling...
Yeah, you did, you fat fuck.
Fuck you.
You fat fuck.
You wouldn't be where you are today without me. Look at you.
I bet you tell your kids that you would have been something without that injury in high school.
Yeah, you know what? I would have been something without my pinky injury. If it wasn't for my pinky injury, I really could...
Yeah, go eat some shepherd's pie, you fat shit.
Fuck you. Go eat some cheese, you cheese eating...
Yeah, guess who's going to the fucking Olympics.
You cheese eating bastard, you. Fuck you, you fat fuck.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna win to the crown, but not fucking you when I win my gold medal.
I think Ancine, this is really hurting my feelings. You really took that too far.
That was really. This isn't fun anymore. I'm sorry. Something really took ahead of me.
Your turn.
You know what? You're fired.
I'm fired. I'm fired. Let me tell you something, you fat Swedish fuck. I'm fired? Fired from what? You think I do anything at this shit job? What does this company even do?
You scanned your ass on the printer.
You're goddamn right I did.
The scanner.
And you know what? Jeff from HR thought it was really funny. Maybe you should fire Jeff too.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
What else? What else happens in
the? You know, Jeff licked the photocopier after I put my ass on it. He just licked that bitch clean. I really smeared my crack into every crease of that, every crease of that photocopy machine. I really got up in there.
You know.
And Jeff just licked it clean. You know, I actually saw you using that photocopier machine after Jeff licked it clean. It's a good thing he licked it.
You know that takes guts.
You're goddamn right it does.
We need guts on this team.
I'm gonna fuck your wife.
That's just a promotion right there.
Actually, I think this is my office now. Get out.
Okay. That's taking it too far. And you know, I know I'm giving you everything you want, and this is how
what?
You treat me.
You know what?
Are you gonna spew? He's putting his. Stop!
Oh, how's this, Jeff?
You just put your ass on the mic.
That's actually your table. What are you talking about, mic? There's no mics in here.
Was that really? You know, only I saw that shit.
Yeah, it's called.
Was improv. That really worth it?
It's called improv. I'm dedicated to my craft.
You know, I understand when they say you hurt the ones you love the most.
I don't love you.
Okay.
You know, this improv is really hurting our feelings.
I don't know what's going on with us today, but...
It's really toxic. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it is, because I did the your fire thing.
I think these shoes make my feet look far too big.
Yeah, please they do.
Please get me a different pair, Mr. Shoe Salesman.
Am I Mr. Schumacher?
You're Mr. Shoe Salesman.
Mr. Shoe Salesman.
Whatever you like. You just have to roll with it.
Oh, okay. No, I think they look very good, actually.
Oh. What's that say on your name tag? I can't really make that out. My glasses are in the car. What's your name, young man?
Sam.
Sam? Get out of here, you.
My they shoes... They look very good, Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, thank you, Sam. You are too kind.
You're one hot commodity.
I believe blue may be my color. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah. Wink. Yeah, that looks really nice. Yeah.
Well, that didn't sound very genuine, Sam.
Are you going to buy the shoes or not, man?
No, I just came into shop today. I just like to look.
Yeah.
So can you get me a smaller pair?
You know,
I'm not going to buy the shoes. I just want to look at a smaller pair.
I'm the type of guy to shop in the store and make them restock it. You're the type of guy to always look around and never cop shit.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, that's you.
Yep. I don't.
You don't buy anything.
No, if I want to buy something, I'll buy it online.
What do you do all day?
I jerk off and eat crackers. What do you do all day?
I'm very happy you're very honest.
What do you do all day?
What do I do?
Uh-huh.
I work.
Yeah, all day?
Like
the day is 24 hours. Today you worked 5 hours.
I worked 4, actually.
That is fucking...
Yeah.
What is that, 1/6 of the day? You know what I do?
I game.
You game?
Yeah, what the fuck do you do all day?
I'm an alpha male. I'm not in the corner of my room.
What's your fucking credit score? 6.
70.
70, eh?
Is that good?
No, actually.
What's your credit score?
I'm pretty sure we go into, like, the 900, like, something is the max.
Your credit score is 900?
Yeah.
My credit score is 901. They had to extend it for me.
No, it actually does go to like 950 or something if I'm correct.
So what's yours?
So I believe I would be 942.
I think I'm 943 actually. I just went up today. Because I paid my bill on time. I did.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. 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 You know, I paid my gym membership on time.
It's really weird. It's really weird. You haven't bought these shoes yet. You're bragging about your credit score. You know, clearly
Sam, you're a real piece of shit, you know that?
Clearly you have enough money for this.
You're a real piece of shit, you know that, Sam? Okay, I think it's your turn for a prompt. Let's see.
That was good.
That was pretty good, I think.
You know, I think
they're... A little hurtful. And, I think it's, maybe your turn to give us a prompt.
I think we'll do one more each.
One more each? Okay, that sounds good.
One more each, yeah.
One more each.
You know, this... this food's been taking quite a while.
Sir, this is a Subway. What did you expect?
Not much, honestly. It's a Subway.
Did you wake up this morning, sir? Did you really wake up this morning thinking to yourself, you know what I could go for today? A Subway sandwich. Is that what you thought this morning?
Who the fuck would think that?
Evidently you. You came to the Subway, sir. You know, there's six independently owned shops to the left and right of me.
Mm-hmm.
But you came to the Subway. That clearly says something about you, sir.
It's not fast food. It's fan food.
That's the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I really thought that is it?
You are
fresh?
At the wrong store. Our slogan is Eat Fresh.
It's two words. It's something.
It's Subway. And then eat fresh.
Is it not Stay Fresh, Eat Fresh?
I work here, sir. I think I'd know.
Nothing.
Of course, none of our food is actually fresh.
You know, nothing good ever comes out of a Subway.
I mean, sir, I own this franchise. What are you?
You know who owns this franchise? You and 50,000 other people in this town. Holy shit. A Subway every goddamn plaza. I have, you know, there's one thing. When you see a new plaza opening around your town, you're always going to see a Subway in there.
Yeah.
There's always this little spot for that Subway.
Yeah, there will be if I have anything to say about it, actually.
You know, I bet you're in debt.
My name is Carl Hungus.
I bet every single Subway owner is in debt right now.
My name is Carl Hungus, and I own every Subway franchise
in the Northern Waterloo area. Humongous.
My name is Hugh G. Rection.
My name is Nice Cack.
My name is Mike Litteris.
You know what I think your name is?
Mm-hmm.
Seymour Butts.
Your name is Michael Hawk. For short, it's Mike Hawk.
Mike Hawk?
Mike Hawk. How you doing, Mike Hawk?
I've been pretty good.
That's good. Good to hear, Mike Hawk.
All right, I think that's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think that's your. You have one more.
I have one more. let's see. You know, it's always hard to think of a prompt off the dome,
because
you got to really get into character. Let me think about this for a second. Oh my God, step bro, help me out of the washing machine. I'm stuck. Step bro, what are you doing? Stepbro, no, not in there. I said help me out, not get in me.
I don't know what this is.
Stepbro, oh my god. Stepbro, stop that. Just finish what you're doing and help me get out of the washing machine.
I don't want to do this one. This one's really weird.
Stepbro, what are you, what, why are you putting me in the dryer now? Stepbro? Oh my god.
This is really... I'm disgusted in this right now. I don't want to do this anymore. This is really weird.
Bro.
I actually want to do this. This is really weird.
Why are you putting fabric softener on me? Stepbro?
I think that's enough. Everyone.
Stepbro? That's... Stop.
Honestly, that's it for the program today.
What are you doing
season
now?
Season finale. Well, thank you, everyone. We will be really changing shit up, I guess, in the future.
You just wait until it's your turn to be stuck in the washing machine, step bro. I won't forget this.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good one. That's pretty good.
That's a wrap on season 2.